The first hearing of a state commission to implement a public campaign finance system for New York elections was overshadowed this week by the issue of whether or not to end fusion voting. That's when a candidate runs on multiple ballot lines. Karen DeWitt reports.
Advocates of public campaign financing who spoke at the commission hearing say the state should adopt New York City's largely successful matching small donor program, where modest contributions are matched by public funds at a 6-to-1 ratio. But they also say the commission should not be looking at whether to end fusion voting. Assemblyman Harvey Epstein was one of many state and city lawmakers to testify at the hearing.
Stay away from fusion voting. This is not the time to mess with the system that works, and please don't do it.
Epstein says he does not believe it was the legislature's intention when it agreed with the governor to set up the commission during state budget talks to also end fusion voting. Commissioner Henry Berger argued that, yes, the commission does have the power to look at whether to end cross-party endorsements.
We've heard this repeatedly.
Yeah.
You and your colleagues adopted a law.
Right.
It created us, and we're bound by that law.
Right.
Berger says the commission is supposed to look at how multiple party endorsements of a single candidate might artificially inflate the amount of public funds a candidate receives, and he believes that includes considering whether fusion voting can continue. Some advocates of public campaign financing have called the fusion issue a poison pill that could ultimately derail a public matching donor program for the state. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.